The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Center for Independent Living. Good morning and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm so excited to have you join me this beautiful Thursday morning here in Northwest Florida. We are officially into Blues Week and we are having so much fun with you. Hey, join us in the text line this morning, 850-437-1620. Anything you hear, any questions you have for any of our experts on the panel today, go ahead and drop that into our text line. Again, the number is 850-437-1620 here at News Radio Pensacola. You are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr, and I would love to have you join us in the conversation, especially in our first segment this morning. We are kicking off the show with my new friend here. So Carolyn, she is no stranger to radio, as well as her guest that she will introduce here in just a moment. But as you heard as we open, we have the Center for Independent Living joining us today, and the Executive Director, Carolyn Growy. Did I say that correctly?
Growy.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having us today. We're really excited to be here. And I'm even more excited to announce to the public on radio today that we have Coach Glenn, who has joined our team as an associate director, to be that next level for our center. And, Center for Independent Living does all things disability. And Coach Glenn is going to just take us to that next step, that next rise that we can have with what we do.
Yes, it's very exciting. I've known Carolyn for many years since I've gotten here, and now to be able to finally help to contribute to what CIL does is going to be really incredible. So I'm really looking forward to this.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us this morning here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And again, if anybody has questions about services, how to reach out to you, or how to get involved, we're going to give more information on that throughout the show today. Mm-hmm. But please text in. I'll make sure I can even send links, phone numbers, important phone numbers, which we'll give out as well, right to the text line at 437-1620. Okay, so Carolyn, before we get into more discussions with Coach Glenn, why don't you share a little bit more about the Center for Independent Living and your role there as well and how you got involved?
So the Center for Independent Living of Northwest Florida is just celebrating our 44th anniversary and the ADA's anniversary of 34 years. That's coming up on July 26th. But what has happened is that the Center for Independent Living is here to be able to have persons with disabilities reach access to all things in the community. So we look at access inclusion, we facilitate, we provide all kinds of services to help make sure that people can stay as independent and have the highest quality of life that they choose. And we provide a lot of services in doing so. And what we try to make sure is that everybody has that opportunity to excel in their life just like anybody without a disability. Mm-hmm. And so we do all kinds of things. We can share some more about services if you'd like to hear a little bit more about that right now.
Sure, absolutely.
Sure. So we
That's
have
great. I'm already looking through your pamphlet, and we have a lot to share.
Yes. So we have five core services, and that's doing some information and referrals. Somebody might have one touch point with us, or they might come in for independent living skills, employment skills, learning how to be their own best advocate, learning how to be a systems advocate with us to help make change in our community. It may be doing some peer mentoring and solutions. And then one of the pieces that's really important is the transition and diversion. And that leads us to some of the pieces about emergency management that we want to make sure that we talk about today, as well as anybody who might be out in the community with having been displaced during Hurricane Ian from one of our other counties in the state, but maybe in one of our four counties, which is from Escambia to Walton. So we try to make sure that we do all kinds of things, but we're happy to share any information with anybody because, again, we do all things disability, and we want to make sure people can reach us. And we're at CILNWF.org, and they can reach us on the phone at 850-595-5566. What we really try to do is make sure that there's connection. And once you have that connection, you can be more confident, you can be more successful out in the community. And we are everywhere is one of the other pieces. And you can always find Coach Glenn places, myself places, any of our staff team members. If you see our new Miles van from Impact 100, it's the mobile independent mobile independent living education services for health and wellness. And so we're able to try to do stuff out in the community with folks as well. And so we just want to make sure we're here for you, the radio, the audience, the businesses, each other. Everybody be successful all together and be prepared.
Excellent. So we're sharing a lot of information, and we have more for you this morning here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. So let's talk maybe a little bit about the difference for somebody who is facing disabilities or has a family member that is facing disabilities that has tried to go through, you know, insurance programs and things like that to get some assistance. What's the difference between going through their insurance and maybe waiting in line for that versus contacting you and your organization to get some assistance here locally?
So what's really important is that what we will do is try to help that person, if they have insurance, to process that insurance as well. But we can be their first stop. If they come to CIL, if they call CIL, we can help them figure out which direction they need to be going in. If they don't have insurance, we have a lot of programs that can help with that as well. What we try to be is out in front of the issues versus being behind it. Okay. A lot of times we find out from folks that they didn't know that we were here, so we want to make sure that people know that so that we can help do that. And sometimes there's hurdles with authorizations, or there might be denials, things like that that can happen, and we can try to help get through those weeds with them so that we can help them thrive and grow and be independent.
Okay, so they can just come straight to you guys and go ahead and start that process of getting that assistance.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Excellent.
There's no wrong door to come see us.
Okay, I love that. That's excellent information. Again, you are listening to News Radio Pensacola. You can text in 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. So I have a couple of texts coming in at the moment. Let me get to, I'll proofread the first one, but let me share with you what we have from a listener coming in right now in our text line at 437-1620. I've been practicing physical therapy for the last 25 years, and I'll have to tell you, this is one of the most wonderful organizations I have ever come across. Extremely kind and very easy to work with. So you got your first pep talk review of the day.
There you Thumbs go. Up. Thank you. I'm not sure who that particular contributor is, but we so appreciate that, and that's how we try to be. We're with the person from where we start to where they want to go. It's not about our goals, it's about their goals. And so each person has their trajectory that they may be on, and that next level will also come with Coach Glenn.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, so before we kind of move on, we talked a little bit about the five core services. What is the next thing that we want to talk about when it comes to services, any kind of efforts and assistance that you guys have going on right now that's maybe time sensitive or anything that anybody needs to know of about right now when it comes to contacting you?
So one thing that's really important is that we all know that we're in hurricane season, but any kind of an emergency that somebody might have, we need to be prepared. And so part of that is to plan, to listen, and to prepare, to be ready to go forward, and then also potentially recovery. One of the things that people with disabilities need to remember is that I myself have a disability. I don't drive. I'm legally blind. So that means that I need to make sure that I have a plan to get out of my house if I need to, or if I'm going to have to be at the house to have everything that I need. So a great example is, it used to be being prepared for 3 days. We got to be prepared for 7 days. Got to be prepared for that whole week. Have a gallon of water per person in your household. Now, I personally also couldn't carry 7 gallons of water. So that's like each trip you go to the store, make sure you're bringing one home. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you're doing that you have that. If you've got 5 people in your household, that's 35 gallons of water. Yeah. So just making sure you think about that. Having your prescriptions ready. Make sure that you have your chargers for any equipment that you might have. Make sure that you know where the closest resource is for a shelter. If you're going to need to leave early. Don't wait to that last minute. Making sure that you're listening to the radio station, making sure you get what's happening next. Have that self-charged radio that you could listen to for weather alerts, et cetera. We partner with all kinds of organizations in the community, things like legal services, Red Cross, Brace, Escambia County Management, Santa Rosa Management, Okaloosa Management.
Sorry, something went wrong.
That's okay. It's just the phone's listening to us always.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, we were just trying to help make sure that everybody stays informed. And I guess Siri wants us to do that too.
Yes. Oh, yes, they do. They want to be informed as well. It's at 9:16 here at News Radio Pensacola. I'm Jenna Barr. Thanks for tuning in with us this morning. We have our friends here for the Center for Independent Living of Northwest Florida. So you guys specifically, do you have, you know, a region that you hit? Is it Escambia and Santa Rosa County specifically? And how many members or individuals right now do you serve within the community?
So we cover from Escambia to Walton. So Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties, which is a wide area. That's 128,000 people with disabilities. When I say potentially, because not everybody needs our services. If you're doing fine and great, that's wonderful. But if you need us, we want you to contact us. 850-595-5566. And we provide services to about 3,000 people per year that we come in contact with. And obviously, if there's 128,000, we got a lot of room to grow. And right now, what's wonderful is we have no wait list. We try to help make sure that the person who needs services gets those services. So in this case, with the emergency management, anybody who was a survivor, as an example of Hurricane Ian, and they evacuated to our region, we've got resources right now through September 30th that we want to make sure people take advantage of. If you had to spend money that you didn't get reimbursed for through FEMA or other ways, and you're a person with disabilities, we've got those resources to help you. If you need something else that's related to getting prepared, we want to help you find your way to do that. Mm-hmm. As another example, we're going to be at SNAP at Rosie O'Grady's on Wednesday, July 17th at 4:30. We welcome community businesses to come and learn about more emergency preparedness, learn about CIL, come get a gift card if you are a person who wins in the raffle, those kinds of things that will be out there. You can always support us with contributions. There'll be a 50-50 there. There'll be opportunity for you to go online and donate to us as well. We try to always be available. We need to make sure that you're aware, make sure you know how to find us.
Okay, really cool. So SNAP is the Speed Networking Association of the Panhandle. It's like, what is that? Speed dating for businesses?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right, yes. Coach Glenn liked that one.
Well, it's an incredible opportunity to get your message to a lot of people very quickly. And it's very well organized.
That's awesome. And that's at Rosie O'Grady's downtown.
Happens the third Wednesday of every month.
All right, so this is a regular event.
It is.
For people in Northwest Florida to be aware of.
Correct.
It is. And this Wednesday on July 17th at 4:30, the CIL is sponsoring that one, and we will be there. So we will be able to meet up with you in person if you come that day there.
Okay, very cool. And then as we move on, I just want to remind you, if you miss this, I'll have everything up at our newsradio923.com podcast page, as well as on our app, News Radio Pensacola. Again, the number, if you would like to reach Carolyn, Coach Glenn and their team, 850-595-5566. Or at CILNWF.org. So we just have letters. All this information will be online here in the next couple of minutes when we upload our podcast. So we've talked about your five core services. We've talked about upcoming events, things to be prepared for. What makes people hesitant to reach out for assistance? Because you said, you know, we're here, we want people to get involved, there's no wait list. Are people hesitant because they just don't know what the organization is, or they don't know if they have to pay money to be a part of it? Do you ever talk to people and go, okay, what made you wait so long to just get involved with us?
Yes, absolutely. We talk about that. And part of it is that people don't know. That's one. We want to make sure people know. Two, it's no cost to the individual at all. We have lots of grants. We have wonderful supporters in the community as well. We could always use more of those. But the idea is that if they don't know that we're here, they can't come find us. And so that's what part of the reason that we're so happy that you have us on the radio today. And we want to just make sure that everybody can come in and be part of the community themselves. Sometimes people are new to disability because something has happened in their life. Or sometimes something has changed in their disability, or maybe they moved to our area and they just don't know who we are yet. But we want to make sure that everyone can come in and use our services because it's available. we want to make sure that they know that. Sometimes what we hear is, oh my gosh, I'm so thankful, or the kind of comment that you already had on the text, because they didn't know we were there, and then they find us, and then they get that service. Yeah. One of the great things that we have is we have 96% of our people are very satisfied. The other 4% are satisfied with our services. That's 100% of the people who come in who get quality services from us. Mm-hmm. And that's fantastic. We love that. My team is phenomenal. And every person who comes in has their own unique situation. And we try to help make sure that they're connected to what they need. Each person gets what they need for the services that they want to pursue.
And every person has an individual goal, an individual need that needs to be met. So I love that you work with them one-on-one. 100% satisfaction guaranteed.
Yes, absolutely. Now, that doesn't mean that we can give them 100% of the funding
of
or
course.
That we find their housing tomorrow. But
everything
the idea is that
individual.
We're working with that person to find what they need to get those best resources to get to their next steps of their life.
Right. And you're attempting to do that. You don't just shuffle them through. I appreciate it. Okay. So before we talk about what's coming up Friday, July 26th, a question here for you in our text line at News Radio Pensacola at 850-437-1620. We have a little less than 8 minutes left. So squeeze in any other questions, or if you would like any links or the phone number, I can reach that out to you. The resource number is 850-595-5566. But the question is, do you also provide services for disabled veterans?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Veterans are so appreciated in our community. The service that each one has provided in their past, we want to make sure that we can provide those services to them as well going forward. Persons who are veterans sometimes have access to different services they don't even know exist for themselves, so we try to connect them to those, as well as sometimes the wait list could be a really long time. So what we can do is help be that gap measure. Mm-hmm. And so what we want to do is make sure that persons are getting those services. And absolutely, if you are a veteran, our military and our veterans and their families are right here in town, we want to make sure you're getting those services.
I love that. Thank you so much. Thank you for your service. I really appreciate it. This is touching my heart, because that right there, there are services out there. There are organizations that are wanting to assist you. So Center for Independent Living of Northwest Florida, Carolyn and her team are waiting to assist you today, which brings me to another question before we discuss July 26th. Is that okay? We're going to keep going in our text line at 437-1620 here at News Radio Pensacola. We have a friend who's listening who states, I have a physical disability. How do I find the right shelter and what should I bring? And can I bring my service animal?
Yes, so service animals are 100%. Anywhere you go, your service animal gets to go. Again, it's got to be a service animal. So make sure, and so we want to make sure of that. You have a physical disability. You should be able to go to any of the shelters. All shelters should be accessible. But if you have a more extensive disability and you have more needs that may be there, then you want to certainly fill out the special needs shelters information so that you can find out if that's the right place for you. And we can help you talk about that as well. But all of the shelter information that is available will be available on the Escambia County's emergency management line. There's an emergency management packet that we can give you, and you can find out where those are. One of the places where a special needs shelter usually is set up is at Westgate, but that doesn't mean because you have a disability that you have to go to the special needs shelter. What we want to make sure of is that you know what your options are and where to go, and don't wait to the last minute. That's really, really important, because as an example, ECAT will come and get you if it's necessary, but the problem is if you wait to the last minute, they may be shut down for their safety as well. So it's always important to wait, to plans and not wait to the last minute.
Absolutely. Excellent. Excellent advice and information. One more text. I'm very excited to have people joining into the conversation. Again, the number is 850-437-1620. We love all the texts coming in, even if it's right before we end. You can go ahead and squeeze that in before we wrap up at 9:30. So real quick, do you help with assistance in helping a dog become certified as a service dog?
So that's a great question about certification.
Certification.
There's no requirement for a dog to be certified. What's important is that the dog become performing those tasks that a person needs. So we don't directly train individual service animals, but we can certainly provide people some direction on where to go for that. That would be longer than this call. So we would want to make sure that we get that person to contact us directly. But a service animal must perform essential tasks for that person with disability. And all different animals might be able to do that, but really it's a dog that must be trained properly. There are also sometimes miniature ponies that can be used as service animals if there's a reason for that. And that's, again, a longer conversation. A service animal cannot be refused at any business, at any shelter. If the service animal isn't behaving, though, they can be asked, the person with disability can be asked to have the service animal leave, and not the person with disability can never be refused services.
Okay. That's excellent information. That's really good to know. I went ahead and sent that over to you so you would have all that information, the phone number, Carolyn's name. Do you have another question coming in for you? You're a popular gal today, Carolyn, and Coach Glenn, of course. Where are y'all located?
We are at 21 South Tarragona in Suite 101. We're right next to the Opera House. That's where our physical location is. But again, you can find us out at lots of community events. Just like we said, there'll be one on July 17th that will be at Seville Quarter at Rosie O'Grady's. You can come see us. You'll watch for some announcements to be coming out for July 26th. We're going to have some information and learning sessions about the ADA that will take place at 9, 11:30, and 2 o'clock that day at our site, 21 South Tarragona. And, of course, if you call us, we're going to make sure that we can help you sometimes, just even over the phone. And I'm sorry that Siri thinks that we are someplace else. But, Siri, you can find more information about us also at CILNWF.org.
All right. Excellent. So we are almost out of time. We have a little under 2 minutes left. Before we wrap up, either one of you, Coach Glenn, Carolyn, is there something you really want to touch upon before we wrap up this morning's show?
Yeah, I want to say a couple of things. And I'm new to the team here at CIL. And what I've discovered just in the first couple of days that I've been here is that people don't realize the valuable resource this is. So it's the awareness. Everybody knows somebody with disabilities, and we want to be the first stop, not the last stop, because if we can't help directly, we know where to find that help. So I want everybody to think, oh my gosh, I know somebody with a disability that's been looking for or needing or wanting. Let me start with CIL and see what we can find, because again, if we can't provide the resources, we know where those resources are. And in this community, it's all about connecting. And CIL is connected to everything that is for those with disabilities. So I want everybody to understand this is the first stop, not the last stop.
That's excellent. Excellent information and excellent encouragement. Goes along with what you said. Don't wait till the last minute. Don't wait till you're, you know, exhausted going through resources or exhausted trying to do things on your own. You know, there reminds me of a phrase, you know, a laundry list of problems doesn't make you interesting, and never getting help doesn't make you brave. I think asking for help and taking that first step is really just a brave moment in your life. For everybody who texted in, I'll make sure I go ahead and text over the information so you just have it right on your phone. You can click on it, click to call, click to head to the website. That way you have more information right there. The phone, right, is right there for you. If you Google Center for Independent Living, pops right up. I want to go ahead and just give the number one more time for you, Carolyn. The number is 850-595-5566 if you'd like to contact them immediately today. We want to thank you, Carolyn and Coach Glenn, for joining me here on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Thank you so much for having us. We can't do this without everybody in the community, and the radio station is a key part of that. So thank you so much.
Excellent. I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely.